Yeah, this one falls under the heading of chutzpah, beyond comprehension. I'm in the restaurant one day, and, you know, my answering the phone is God's way of telling me I should have been doing something productive, you know? So I never answer the phone.
You set yourself up.
I'm not good at it. I don't have the patience. I don't know who's got, you know, we got a million things going on.
Do you ever pretend not to be the owner?
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. Okay.
But it's funny. I'll answer the phone. Somebody asks me a question about a wine dinner. We're doing another restaurant. I don't know. Dates. They just tell me where I'm supposed to be. I show up. Right. So I answer the phone. Good morning. Guy says, I want to speak to the manager. I said, well, the manager's not here. I'm the owner. How can I help you?
Right.
He says, well, I don't understand why you people don't honor your reservations. I said, what are you talking about? He says, you don't honor your reservations. I said, well, we try our best. You know, what happened? He says, I was in there last night at 9 o'clock reservation, and I wasn't seated till 10 after 9. Now, I got to tell you, on Saturday night on Long Island, if you have a 9 o'clock reservation, you can see it at 10 after 9, I'm high-fiving my entire staff. I mean, everybody's getting one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
And I said to him, I said, well, you know, sir, there's a 15-minute window there. If you were 15 minutes late, would you expect your table to be ready for you? Right. Or should I give it to somebody else? No, yeah. I would expect it to be ready. Well, you know, this is a two-way street here, you know? It's a dance we do.
Right.
So he's, well, that's bull, da, 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 I can't, yeah. He's making such a stink.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's trolling for something.
Right.
You know, usually it's a, you know, free condo dinner in Maui or something. You know? So I said, well, you know what? Let me check with my employees and I'll find out what happened. I'll call you back. Oh, you're going to call me back, right? Yeah, I'm going to call you back.
Yeah.
So I said, what's your number? So he gives me the phone number. I said, what's your name? He says, Dr. So-and-so. I said, excuse me? He says, Dr. So-and-so.
Yeah.
I said, doctor, let me ask you a question. Have you seen one patient on time in your entire career? Because you have the, you know what's a King Kong to call me up and tell me you waited 10 minutes. You have a waiting room by you where people wait to see you. You know, I haven't seen a doctor on time in my whole career. To his credit, he started to laugh. I hung up the phone. I never heard from him again.